Jesus, you know, was not afraid of negatives. Do not sound a trumpet. Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Do not be as the hypocrites. He cautions us because shortly he's going to be talking about how we should pray when we address his Father and our Father. He's laying the base and saying, do not be like this, be like that, as he points the way that pleases the Father, the way that will attract rewards. And as we come to address the whole issue of prayer, which is the Christian's lifeblood, I may be going to tread on some toes as I dispel such myths as the prayer of agreement and anything you ask will be done for you. This will unfold as we look in our next section at the whole issue of what prayer really, really is and what it looks like and the nature and intention of God towards us and what a good Father he is to us. For the moment, I just want to draw your attention to the fact that Jesus does use negatives. He does issue warnings. His promises are conditional. You can't just live as you like and expect to inherit the kingdom. There's a bitter pill right there. Constantly through the Old Testament, you see God say to Israel, if you do this, I will do that. But if you disobey, this will happen. Take a look at Deuteronomy 28 sometimes. He always warns, always shows us the right way, always. And he never changes how he is. He's immutable. He does this for two reasons, our own good and that he may reward us on that day. Hebrews 12, 5-7 says, my son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord or be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as sons. For what son is there whom a father doesn't chasten? We need to keep in mind that though we're under grace, God has not changed. We are weak, twisted, and deceitful people on whom he set his eternal love because we believed on his Son. And that is our very first step. What has changed is that his eternal decrees are now written on our hearts. They're internal. We are not subject to the written code now, but to the royal law of love, which does no harm to anyone. And that love is not weak, it is meek, submissive and kind, and he is training us to be exactly the same. His love is not exclusive, but inclusive, a negative and a positive again. Though the message is God loves you unconditionally and he accepts you as you are now in the process of training for reigning, and that means you aren't there yet. There's still a major work to be done on the inside. Salvation is not the end but the beginning of our journey. We are destined for the throne. With that in mind, join me if you will tomorrow.